Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, here till 5 a.m. It is Friday, which means all of our regular features will be coming up. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and Fly Jams Friday, You Big Dummy, all coming up. And it is also Veterans Day, and we're going to talk about the best war movies of all time, as we do every year. And we open up the phone lines to have you guys talk about that as well on this Veterans Day. And because it is Veterans Day, we welcome Will Beiersdorf to the show. He is the executive director of the Road Home Program. You've heard about it here on WGN and many places as well. The Road Home Program helps soldiers and their families heal from and cope with the invisible wounds of war. And we'll get into what that is and how the Road Home Program helps out. And you can visit their website at roadhomeprogram.org for more information. And Will Beiersdorf is the executive director of the Road Program, Road Home Program. And let's welcome Will to the show. Will, welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, Nick. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
No, my pleasure. Let's get into your background. You are a naval reservist, correct?
Naval reservist, former naval reservist, and also former Army National Guardsman as well.
Okay, and when did you get into the your interest in the military begin?
Actually, during college, you know, when I realized that I had to figure out how to pay for university, working and struggling a little bit, and wanted to you know, see if Uncle Sam could help me out a little bit here. So, walking down Broadway Avenue one day, you know, by the Broadway Avenue Armory, and saw that Minuteman sign, you know, and, you know, free education, free tuition, almost kind of like see the world. And
yeah.
I ventured in, talked with the folks there, and that's how my adventure began with the Illinois Army National Guard as a military policeman. And honestly, it was the greatest experience, the greatest decision I've ever made, because it really opened my eyes and really taught me what you know, what freedom and what America's really all about. And so that was how I began the adventure.
Okay. And you're from Chicago?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I am.
And give me some of the examples of some of your favorite things that you did during your time in the military. And you got to see the world, correct?
Of course. You know, it's interesting because you know when when men or women join the reserves or the National Guard, you know, the initial thought is it's a part-time job. You know, you can go to school, but it's more than a part-time job. It really is something that, especially nowadays, after September 11, 2001, it really changed the dynamics there with the reserve and National Guardsmen, and the need for them, you know, grew ever so much. So I joined in the, you know, mid-80s, and then a few years later, Desert Storm happened, so I was called up and activated in support of that. And then 10 years later, I had moved from the Army National Guard to the Naval Reserve, and then 9/11 happened, 2001, and my reserve unit was deployed all across the world, and I actually landed in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, for a little less than a year, and that's where the real adventure began, and where I really kind of saw firsthand the hardships and difficulties that, you know, men and women that have families when they're deployed face. And that's how I got involved in helping and giving back to our veteran community.
Well, it's an interesting story. You were working for a technology company in California, based in California, and they cut off your health care to the family during your deployment.
Yeah, I mean, what happened was, I mean, with the National Guard and reservists, when they're activated, and again, 9/11, September 11, 2001, changed all the rules.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, you had a difference in pay. I mean, just, you know, had a family, so, you know, you're living on basically a lower paycheck. Believe me, it's, looking back, it was, yeah, the hardship wasn't that bad, but at the time it was difficult, and it really opened my eyes, my wife, Mary Beth, and I, our eyes to this, and then we got involved. Mary Beth and I started an organization called Salute Inc., and that was back in 2003, and we've helped over 2,000 men and women injured, you know, over these conflicts over these last 10 or 12 years, and then more importantly, it opened the door to me, Nick, to coming to Rush to help open up and start the Road Home program, mm-hmm. and begin that process back in 20, 2013. So, you know, bad things happen, but it opens, you know, I think it opens up doors and allows us the opportunity to take a bad situation and to give back. And that's what I've done, and that's what we're doing at Rush, you know, with the Road Home program. It's an incredible program, and again, it's just making the difference in many people's lives.
Yeah, and it's wonderful for you to give back like that, Will. It really is. And you were talking about how on September 11th, this was about 5 hours after the second plane hit. That's when you got deployed?
That's when I got the phone call.
Yeah.
Like many other tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, literally got the call. And I'll never forget telling my wife that I was getting activated and that I was have to get my stuff together and go to Great Lakes the next day. And she, in her sweet way, said, "Well, can't you tell them you have a family? Can't you tell them you have three young boys? Can't you tell them that, you know, you need to stay home and, you know, take care?" Because, again, with that whole the series of events, I mean, it traumatized. It really, truly traumatized, you know, the nation. And I know my wife and my family was traumatized like everybody else because we just had never experienced something like that firsthand.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so you started with Salute Inc. You and Mary Beth, your wife, started that. Was it the experience that you had after 9/11, seeing the effects that battle and these horrible things that happened to the soldiers have had an effect on them? Is that why you started this?
Yeah, I mean, we saw firsthand. I mean, my experience was so minimal, so nominal compared to the experiences we started to see when these men and women, when we did go into Iraq and other things were starting to happen in Afghanistan. You started to see the injuries and the trauma these men and women were facing. And so, yeah, I mean, I was, you know, just my experience alone, our community, Nick, really stepped up and while I was gone, took care of my family and really kind of filled the gaps. And so we wanted to do that when we came back. And that's how Salute started. And, you know, and that's how we got, you know, kind of pulled into this because it was, I felt guilty. I felt, you know, here I am, I'm a grown man and I'm serving my country and yet couldn't help my family while I was gone. You know, and really make sure that they were kept whole. My community in Arlington Heights and other family members and friends really helped us do that. So we just felt obligated to give back.
Yeah.
And that's where that whole thing began. And it's just, you know, it's just been a real blessing. And it's been just fantastic to see how, you know, again, some, you know, bad experience can be turned into good and where you can help or where we've helped thousands of men and women over these last, you know, 12 to 14 years.
And then in 2014, it's been around now for 2 years, the Road Home program at Rush.
It has.
Tell us how that began and about the program itself.
So just, you know, I was at the time working at Loyola University Medical Center, had a great job over there, you know, loved what I was doing. And out of the blue, I heard from a friend that Rush was beginning or starting a veterans and family program. And at the time, I, you know, had been in, you know, taking care of veterans and their families. And I really questioned, like, why is Rush University getting involved in this? And I knew nothing about Rush, with all candidness. But once I started to find out and investigate, you know, I found out about the great culture, the great folks at Rush, and then also the gentleman that was kicking this off and wanted to start a program. His name is Dr. Mark Pollack. He's the head of psychiatry at Rush. He had come here from Harvard, Mass General Hospital, and he had started a similar program called the Home Base Program out in Boston. He wanted to bring that similar program here to Rush. And so, you know, I was we met, we talked. I saw, you know, that he was sincere and that there was funding and support for this. And so I came on board May of 2013, and we began to build a program geared towards, you know, men and women facing those invisible wounds of war, you know, post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, military sexual trauma, and then more importantly, Nick, the, you know, the traumas and the challenges that the families face. So being able to support the family members, you know, and again, family can be a, you know, mom or dad, brother or sister, wife, you know, spouse, children. I mean, it's pretty wide ranging. So And that's what we did. You know, in 2013, we started kicking that off. And then 2014, March 2014 officially, we opened up the doors and began taking care of men and women here in the Chicago community. And it's expanded to now, you know, the regional community where we're taking care of men and women from Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan. They're coming from all over. And it's grown immensely to now having served and taken care of over 500 veterans and family members since 2014.
And how many people are involved in, you know, in the program that help out? Are there volunteers or?
Well, it's clinical and medical professionals. So we have about, it's like, when I say this, I still can't believe it. We have about 64 men and women, so different, some psychiatrists, psychologists, licensed professional counselors, LCPCs, what we call them, licensed clinical social workers, LCSWs, front office, back office staff. Yeah, and we have over, 10 or 12,000 square feet, of office space, clinical space, down at Rush, down at 1645 West Jackson.
Yeah.
So over the last 2 years, I mean, the program has grown immensely. And
yeah.
So,
how many people did it start with, Will?
Goodness. I think there was like 5 or 6 of us.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's really great.
I forgot about that. Yeah. So it started with 5 or 6. And that also included 2 outreach coordinators, veteran outreach coordinators, who really were the lifeblood of kind of getting doors open and building relationships and building trust. Because Nick, in the veteran community, people, veterans, not to say that they've been left behind in some ways, but sometimes getting into the VA or getting into other organizations, it's difficult. It takes time. There's long wait times, and it's just it's incredible because the magnitude of need out there is great. So no fault of any organization, but when we started to develop this and do this, people were really skeptical, and they're like, "Are you truly going to be able to take care of me and help me and my family?" And we've done that. We've done a really good job of helping these men and women, and just give them a sense of hope. That there's someone out there that cares, and that we're just trying to, again, fill the gaps and try to show we care, and we're doing a great job at Road Home.
Well, Will, congratulations on that, sir, and that's just really great. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about these specific services and I want to talk about PTSD and military sexual trauma and how the how that affects the families and things like that, okay?
Fantastic.
Okay, hang on a second. That is Will Byersdorf. He's the executive director of the Road Home program. They help soldiers and their families heal from and cope with the invisible wounds of war. We will talk about those invisible wounds of war when we come back after this break. We have a link on our Facebook page to it. It's roadhomeprogram.org. And we're talking with Will Byersdorf here on Veterans Day. All right, it's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. Morning, everybody. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. It's Friday. Fly Jams Friday will be coming up. All of our regular Friday features. And it is Veterans Day. We will be talking about the best war movies of all time. Also in honor of Veterans Day, I'm speaking with Will Byersdorf, who's the executive director of the Road Home program. It's a program that helps soldiers and their families deal with and cope with and heal from the invisible wounds of war. And you've heard about it here on the station before. And the program is called roadhomeprogram.org. And we welcome Will back to the show. Will, welcome back.
Hey, Nick. Thank you for having me again.
Absolutely. My pleasure. And so tell us about the invisible wounds of war how they affect, obviously they affect people in different ways. But specifically get into what that is.
Sure. We talk about these invisible wounds of war, and what we're talking about is a couple different things. Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. I like to call it post-traumatic stress and drop off the disorder because post-traumatic stress literally, if you think about it, all of us will probably in our lifetime have a traumatic event or something significant happen that really challenges our minds, and challenges our, our experience that we've never had this. And men and women in the military, have faced this, especially over the last 10 or 12 years, on a regular basis. So they, are put in these situations and, whether it's a combat situation or other traumatic events, it really challenges a man or woman's mind, and so sometimes they don't know how to deal with it, and it really can really kind of, you know, handcuff them and almost stifle them from getting back to living or back to normalcy. They've had these experiences that just, again, really, you know, challenge them. That's post-traumatic stress, and then traumatic brain injuries. I mean, these men and women, especially in Iraq and Afghanistan, we've heard about the improvised explosive devices, the IEDs, and other things. So you have this significant explosion happen, I mean, and rattle your brain. It can cause devastation. You know, there's mild and real, you know, more significant traumatic brain injuries. The mild side, we always call it concussion. Mm-hmm. Or you can say, you know, hey, I had my bell rung there. I just need to, you know, I'm kind of a little, you know, I got, you know, bad vision, or I'm just kind of oozy, you know, and then all of a sudden you kind of get back to normal. But, you know, the mind, the brain is such a sensitive, you know, part of us, yeah. You know. And so to have that rocked and really shocked, you know, again, can really traumatize and really cause a lot of hardship for men and women who experience that. And then, Nick, there's also something that we, you know, it's an unfortunate thing, but military sexual trauma, you know, where a man, a woman or a man or both are traumatized maybe during their military service, you know, being harassed or sexually assaulted. And so there's a variety of different traumas that happen, you know, and then from a family perspective, the families are traumatized too when their loved ones come back and they're different, you know, and they don't know, you know, who are, you know, who, my mom or dad has changed, you know, and how can they be so different? And so what Road Home does is really provide the therapy and the services to help them deal and cope with these things and give them the tools to, you know, to overcome and try to move forward. So it's definitely a real work in progress, you know, with many of these men and women, but the tools, the therapies, the support is out there. It's just that these men and women many times need to recognize and move, come forward to get the care that they need. And that's what we're doing at Road Home. Again, trying to, like I mentioned earlier, try to fill the gaps, Nick, because there are long waits and there's significant times where men and women can't get in a timely manner. So that's what Road Home is trying to do, is fill the gaps in treating those invisible wounds of war.
If there are soldiers and families who are listening right now who would like to partake in your services at Road Home, how would they go about doing it?
A couple things. Either, you know, go to the website. They can learn about us at roadhomeprogram.org. Or they could actually call, and they could actually talk to a counselor. They can talk to another peer veteran, you know, at the office at 312-942-8387. But I would, you know, just highly encourage folks to take time to learn and see, you know, what we've done, and check us out, and then call, and then we can talk and see. I mean, Road Home, we treated, you know, like I said, over 500, you know, men and women and family members, you know, over these last couple of years, and that number is growing. But we do take time to really ask the questions and see if the program's right for them, and if we have the services that are appropriate. And if not, then we can pivot and we can work with our VA partners and other peers and partners in the community. Because again, we can't do it all, but we're trying to, again, you know, find out how we can help and get those folks connected with the appropriate clinical or other resources that men and women might need.
Do you have any favorite success stories of people that you've helped out over the years?
Oh man, I knew you were going to ask that question. There's a lot. There are. I mean, there's numerous. You know, I think the real success story is that what we've done at Road Home is we've developed a team. We found a team of men and women that are truly not just knowledgeable, skilled, and have incredible abilities when it comes to, you know, clinical, you know, being a great psychiatrist or psychologist or a great social worker or professional counselor. But we've pulled together, Nick, a team that has a real sense of compassion. And, you know, it's hard to, you know, figure out that compassion factor when you're interviewing folks, but you get a gut feeling, you know, about people.
Sure.
And so we truly, you know, try to build that into the equation when we bring folks on board. And we have a culture of, you know, hey, you know, regardless of whatever the situation is, let's make sure we listen, let's learn, let's see how we can help these men and women, and let's have a real strong sense of, it's common sense. It's like something, you know, with my business background that I brought to us is like a sense of, you know, customer care, being customer centric. In our environment, it's patient centric. You know, it's veteran centric. So how can we better serve and take care of them? And again, be realistic in what we can and can't do, and yeah, and don't set any false expectations. So it really starts with the team, and just from our outreach coordinators, our front desk, back desk folks that work, you know, and help, and then our clinicians. I mean, we just really have a fantastic staff, and that's the real success story. And then these men and women, you know, again, some of them will be with us for, you know, maybe a year or less going through therapy, and then they get back on track. Some of them might be with us, you know, we've had people with us since the day we've opened our door. So it really depends. But yeah, that's the real success, yeah, of the Road Home program.
Well, listen, again, congratulations, Will. The work that you're doing is extraordinary. The Road Home program, if people are interested, roadhomeprogram.org. We have a link on our Facebook page. 312-942-8387. 312-942-8387. For the Road Home program. Will, thank you very much, and happy Veterans Day.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one. There you go. Will Byersdorf, incredible work, and we thank him for his service and thank him for helping all of the other soldiers with their problems. Amazing stuff. Read about it. Roadhomeprogram.org. All right. We'll take a break here on 720 WGN. The news is next.